It was quite a workmanlike display tonight, but a good game all round.
Yeah, I think that after the Washington performance, I think it's I quite like workmanlike performances, to be honest with you, because it's workmanlike performances that win your league titles. So workmanlike, but to be honest with you, I thought that in the first half we've had two or three really good chances that we've missed, and in the second half, yeah, 2-0 is a difficult scoreline sometimes because you know you're half one foot over the line, and they've changed the shape a little bit, but yeah, at the end of the day I think we could have had a few more, and I don't think they could have complained an awful lot. But I think that's 7 clean sheets in ten league games, which is tremendous from the lads at the back.
Yeah.
But I like workmanlike performances. I think they show the signs of a good team.
Yeah, there's been a couple of hiccups this season, but in general it's been pretty decent in terms of, you know, not conceding a lot of goals, playing well. Maybe it's not such a bad thing that those performances have been early on. It gives you plenty to work on.
I think it's about we've got some really talented individual footballers at the football club, but it's about teams and not the individuals, and having a functioning team that's got good balance about it and good shape and organisation. And I felt that sometimes when you have too many individual players on the pitch that you can lose that. And I think certainly the Washington game, that was evident in the second half. And I think we've come back the next two games. You know, we've gone back to what we know. We've gone back to a 4-4-2. And I just think that we look very solid, very efficient at what we do. We don't really look like conceding goals. The opposition aren't hurting us at any stage during the course of the game. And we look like scoring goals. So, you know, a 4-0 win and a 3-0 win, if they're workmanlike performances, then when we start playing well, then God knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, workmanlike possibly, and maybe not the kind of game to look at particular individuals, but Ben Wood, I thought, had a very good game tonight.
Yeah, Ben prefers being right through the centre of the pitch. He likes to be the second centre forward. I thought first half he was unplayable. I thought he was excellent against West Auckland as well. I was very surprised he never got man of the match. I just thought his all-round performance. But it's his movement. And I've spoken to him over the last few weeks about it's his movement. His movement kills teams, and he's so intelligent with his movement. So when he stops moving, he becomes an average footballer. When he's moving, I think he's the best in the league. I've said that for two or three years now, and that's why, you know, normally in the big games he's normally the first name on the team sheet.
Yeah.
But he's all about his movement. He's going to make sure that between now and the end of the season he keeps that level of movement, because teams, players at this level can't match him.
Yeah.
And the lad's got the ability to play much higher, to be honest with you, if he really, really put his mind to it and dedicate himself to it. But I think we're very fortunate for him at the club.
Yeah. Now you've got a free Saturday because Dunstan are playing in the Durham Challenge Cup. Do you mind having a free Saturday at this time of the season, or would you rather keep the momentum going?
Actually, I think we've played 10 league games now. We've got 4 points more than we had after 10 league games last season. We've had a couple of FA Cup games. We've played Saturday midweek every game so far, so we haven't had a break yet. And we'll be training Friday night. I guess there's a chance to do a little bit of work with the lads there. I think it's... You know, I don't think it's a bad thing. Gives us a chance to freshen up the legs of some of the older lads like Mark Hudson and Paul Connor. You know, freshen their legs up a little bit, you know. I think the lads are looking forward to the weekend off, actually. Spend a bit of time with the families and stuff, so, you know, it's not bad at all.